Oh, my friends, my friends.
Yes.
My friends, my friends.
Yes.
I forgot my pregnant positive. So it'll drive the engineer crazy, or the board op crazy at the concert. Anyway, my friends, welcome back, Chef of the Fat Man. The Big Green Egg Culinary Center, better known as Le Cordon Green, is our home this weekend. And Chef Eric, you're going to start a marinade, but before we start that, we are going to be extraordinarily busy. Next week, I will be in Copenhagen. Yes, the real Copenhagen, not the stuff you put between the cheek and gum. Copenhagen, Denmark for a week, and then when we return, we'll be at Corbin, the Moonbow Egg Festival, October 1. I am telling you, my friends, you must go up. Francine Bryson's going to be there, cooking with Chef Eric. Francine, as soon as they announced that Francine was going to be there,
yep.
Their website had over 2,500 hits in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Because she is such, in the South, she is an icon in our kind of cooking and baking. And so she will be there October 1st. Then, of course, the next weekend, we are at Eggtoberfest. The weekend after that, we are at PMA, a Produce Marketing Association in Orlando. And the weekend after that, we will be at Taste of Atlanta, where Francine is going to fill in for you at the Big Green Egg Culinary Stage.
Good.
And I'm telling you, my friends, it's an action-packed month of heavy activities. I don't really talk much about Oktoberfest because tickets sold out. So you can't get in. But
there's
we
that.
Can still rub it in their noses for another 3 or 4 weeks.
Sure, why not?
That's what we do. So now you're going to marinate.
I am. So just so what we're starting with is about 3/4 cup of olive oil. And to that olive oil, in a small pan, add in 2 sprigs of thyme and 2 sprigs of rosemary.
What kind?
Right. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that. You're going to bring it up to about 210 degrees. So you're not bringing it up to 350, but 210, 220, and you're going to let it sit there for about 5 to 10 minutes. Anytime you do an oil infusion, you've got to bring it up, and we actually want it to get up to about 230 at a final stage, right at the very end. So if you've got that kind of temperature control, that's really good. Then you add a tablespoon of garlic to the oil at the very end, then you add a little bit of salt, okay? So I'm going to add my salt to it here. I've already got my thyme and my rosemary that's been infused in here. So then you take it, you drain out the infusion of, you drain out the oil, separate it from the solids through a, basically a sieve of some sort, yeah, some sort
Let
of
me
a
ask
filter.
You, did you use... I saw you threw the whole stem in there.
Yeah.
Have you seen those strippers where you stick the...
Yeah, so they have those at Cook's Warehouse. They're fantastic. You just They're like little teeth on the ends of your fingers and just sort of strips them right off.
Yeah.
You can also do that with your fingers, by the way. But we've done that for years that way. But anyway, the point is that here we want to actually be able to separate those leaves from this. So you just leave them whole. Okay. As it's coming up to temperature and as it's sitting there at that temperature, that will create the infusion. By the way, that becomes shelf stable for about a week, so you can use it if you're going to continue to need to. Now I'm going to pour all that olive oil into a baggie, and I'm going to take 2 coho salmon strips, fillets.
Nice color, nice fat.
Yeah, this is the real thing, not enriched color through
creative
any sort of crazy stuff. And I'm going to toss a couple of sprigs of rosemary and thyme into it as well. And we're going to let this marinate through this session. Basically, you can go as far as about an hour, okay? Beyond that, you don't want to continue to marinate it. And we're going to let this sit right here on the counter. Notice I've got them face down, the flesh side down. I want that in the oil first, and then we're going to put it out on the egg. So the way we're going to put it out on the egg, though, is not, I mean, you know a few methods that we could put it out there. Of course, you could use a fish basket or something, but you could use some of the Big Green Egg cedar planks, which work really very, very well. I don't know. Let me ask Amanda. Chef Amanda, do you soak your cedar planks before you use them?
That's pretty personal.
I soak my cedar planks in Chardonnay and water.
You soak your cedar planks in Chardonnay and water.
If I'm using pork, I do apple juice and water.
Apple juice and water if it's pork. Okay, because you don't have a mic on, so that's why I'm repeating it. That's actually a really cool idea. That's a great idea.
That's why she is Chef Amanda at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Contest.
And that's why I asked her, not you. So
I'd say Bud Light.
Now, I'm of a strange opinion, and actually the only other person I've ever heard say this was Steve Reichlin, was I'm of the opinion of leaving it unsoaked. So it will burn, but that's okay, because it will really impart. Now, you got to like that wood that you're using. It's got to be the right kind of meat.
I personally don't go longer than 30 minutes because I don't want too much smoke.
Right.
So if I want a mild smoke, I soak it for 30 minutes or less, not longer.
There you go. Very good. Good. All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to prepare our roasting bed. So our roasting bed is, you could do this straight on the grill, but I'm actually, it's easier to carry. I've got one of these great perforated plates from the Big Green Egg. They're temperature tolerant. They've got big holes in them.
Oh, and you know what? That's what I use for all my cold smoking on my cheeses and my nuts.
I love these things. They make baskets out of them. So you get that perforation, so it's like a little wok, or you can use it, the flat one like this. It's about a, 12 or 14 inch round. So what I'm going to do is chop the ends off of some lemons here. And I'm probably going to need about 4 lemons total. You actually want to use a good lemon in this. You don't want this to be just any garbage lemon. The reason for that is the rind of some of the really poorly produced lemons tend to be very, very bitter and will impart that bitterness very easily when you do this the way we're going to do it.
Now, you notice when you're cutting lemons, though, I have found that the bitter ones have less pith and they're thinner skins. Is that how you find it also?
Less bitter or less sour?
It is, the thinner skin is more bitter.
Yeah, well, the pith is still there, so you've got less of the skin to offset.
But I mean, the skin and the pith together is about half of what would be on that lemon.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, I could see that being a difference, sure. All right, so each one of these small lemons that I've got here, I'm cutting into 3 rounds, and I'm just going to start setting these out onto the tray.
Daryl's got it going on, brother.
Look at that. Look at that. I think we finally have that cobbler coming off the way. There we go. That's what that should look like right there. Okay, so I've got the lemons sitting here. We're going to put one strip of on each of them. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to cut a couple more lemons just to make sure if the edges fall off the side that there's plenty of room for it. Right there, and right there, and there. And we'll cut. You want them all to be relatively the same thickness if you can, so somewhere around that. Okay. Good. So once that fish continues to marinate, then it's all going to be all set.
Now, let me ask you, we talked about this earlier in the week, about I've got a food saver now. That marinates. It's got a marinating chamber.
As opposed to a flavor saver, which is a...
Yeah, the flavor saver. Whatever.
No,
it is.
Food saver. It's a food saver.
It's a food saver. Yeah, but anyway,
making a joke.
Where they vacuum.
Yeah.
Now, could you put that in there for 10 or 15 minutes? Would that be too much marination? Because it says it gives it the equivalent of 4 to 6 hours.
No, 10 minutes in this would be great.
Okay.
That would be fine. All right, so now we have our cobbler. It finally came off here. It's important that it be that darker golden brown because you want to make sure that the biscuit is fully cooked because you don't want an uncooked biscuit there. So we're going to take our vanilla bean gelato.
Of course.
And we're going to take this here. So we'll cut a little piece off here. And of course, I already took some of this out, so there we go. And that's a different signal than Bob gave me.
I gave you 1 minute.
And now we're going to take a little bit of this gelato, stick that on top. And then, oh, why not? Let's take a little bit of this.
Oh, yeah. Whipping cream on top of gelato, on top of all that sugar. It's a beautiful thing, baby.
Why not?
Oh, I got to get a picture of this. I will share it with our listeners.
Here you go.
They will love to see that because that is...
Here you go. You can take the first one. You can take
okay.
a picture.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Certainly.
You wanted me to have the first piece because it just came out of the egg. And he's hoping it'll burn the roof of my mouth and silence me for a week. Not.
That would be... that would be terrible. I don't know what you mean. All right. So this next one here, we're going to give it to Daryl since he's been working hard on this.
Oh, he's been a pro.
Yep. So.
Oh,
I guess it's time to go.
When we come back, Chef Eric's going to wrap it up for another exciting show at Le Cordon Green. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Inside the Perimeter, Atlanta, Georgia, baby.